Hi guys, welcome to the 6th episode of my podcast, Life of Teenagers. Today's topics will cover struggles people have, good versus bad decisions. There are many struggles people have that I thought covering them might help. So let's get started. The first one is organization. Tons of people feel like their rooms are a clutter, have papers and random things lying around, their desk might not be 100% clean. In order to prevent this, you can use binders or file folders to organize papers and put them in a bin so they don't get lost. Make sure to label them as well. Or you can recycle them all and then you don't have to worry about any loose papers. Another thing, picking out clothes. It is very difficult for girls especially to decide what to wear. For some, they take 40 minutes. I recommend just setting on an outfit the night before or throwing on something comfy and cute. Don't worry about what others think. Think about if you like what you wear first. The third struggle, homework. In middle school, teachers assign a lot of work because they want to prepare you for high school and also teach students how to be responsible and manage their time. You can choose to get good grades and do it, or get bad grades and not do it. It is your choice. First struggle, communication. Teenagers across the country have trouble communicating in a mature way to friends. It can be very hard to identify tone over text. This is how some friends have issues. Because you don't know the tone someone is using, you might misinterpret something that sounds rude, but is asked casually. Since phones are common and everyone has the need to want or need one, people sometimes go crazy. Anyway, let's get on to some good versus bad decisions. Shall we? Shopping at the mall for a couple hours without parents. Well, you should definitely make sure that if you go with a friend, you communicate with your parents whenever necessary. Do not stay later than supposed to. Parents get upset when their kids don't follow curfew. This is also especially really important because I've never been in this situation before, but it's a good idea to know what to expect and what to do if you're ever in the situation. The bad decision: shopping at the mall with friends, not communicating, staying late. Looking both ways when crossing the street to prevent death. Being aware of general surroundings. Bad decision, not looking both ways, not aware of what is happening around you. This is also really important because it's a matter of life or death. If you don't look both ways, then you might die. A car might run into you, a car might mush you to death and crush you. There are some idiot drivers out there and you have to be aware of it. Completing your homework, studying for tests, getting good grades. Bad decision, not doing homework, not studying. I hope you found this helpful, and thanks again so much for listening. Also, I have another part that I want to add to this episode to make it a lot longer. So, I just want to talk about some general things. So, this is going to be kind of about, like, how I started this podcast thing. So, first of all, in general, I kind of was trying to find certain podcasts that, like, might be interesting to listen to, because I kind of thought, well, some of my friends listen to podcasts, and I thought, well, why not do that, too? Because why not listen to podcasts all the time? And I realized that once my friends started doing podcasts, I was like, well, this sounds really fun, and I think that I could get a lot out of this. So I decided to do it, too. And it was just really fun getting started, because once you have your podcast started, you're just really excited. It's also really exciting to see who's going to listen to your podcast, if it's just going to be friends or anyone around the country or the world. I think it's really important to just try new things, even if it doesn't turn out amazing. As long as you get something out of it, that's all that matters. Also, I have to say, it just feels really good to like talk things out and kind of share your thoughts about things, because as long as you feel like no one's gonna judge you, everything just goes a lot more smooth. And I just noticed that sometimes even recording things actually makes me calm down a little. And again, everyone's different. Everyone has different ways of calming themselves down. So I'm not saying that you have to listen to a podcast just to calm yourself down. That's not what you should do. There are, of course, many ways to relax, as I described in my previous episode, some ways that you can relax, because I give you tips for relaxation. And just one other thing, I just wanted to say that for like the first like 4 episodes, I've just been, you know, like kind of improvising and just sharing things. But for episodes 5 and 6, I actually wrote a whole piece of text in the notes app, and you can get it. It actually, I believe the app comes with your phone. You can just write a bunch of things, and it's kind of like my script, so I just read off of that. But it kind of also helps you become more organized, because then you can organize your thoughts. And it's just really fun, because I like making podcasts, I like recording myself, I like just, you know, trying new things when I can, and just kind of going for it, even if it, you know, doesn't start out amazing at the beginning. I mean, I didn't think that I would make this many podcasts. I didn't think that I would, you know, make one. I never dreamed I would ever make a podcast. So the fact that this is actually happening right now is pretty cool. And the fact that we're in a pandemic right now and I'm making a podcast is also pretty cool. I mean, this pandemic is going to go in the history books of any viruses or sicknesses that happen, like, you know, like the Black Plague that happened like the 1400s, I think, like in England. Well, look, this is now gonna make headlines too. Not that this is a good pandemic, it's really bad, people are dying, but I'm just saying, like, it's gonna make history, because I never thought that 2020, the year that was supposed to be golden, was gonna have a pandemic in it. So the fact that that this is happening is just like unbelievable. Oh, and I just want to tell you a story that happened at school. So the week of March 12th, the teachers and students were discussing what would happen if school closed down and we had to do e-learning. And on Thursday, March 12th, some students were asking, like, what would happen? Like, what would we do? And the teachers would said, like, you would have office hours, so then you could email us, and then you would do all your work at home, you'd get all your assignments at home. If you had questions, then you could email or use Zoom. And the people that were the school musical performed that day, and it was just crazy. And believe it or not, the next day, school closed down. It was like a really bad curse. Like, people were like, well, what if this happened? Next day, you wake up, school's closed. I mean, it might seem kind of funny now, but, like, it was kind of disappointing, because we didn't realize that, like, lightly, casually, like, joking about something like that would actually cause it to happen. Now, maybe it was gonna happen anyway. I don't know. I'll never find out, but that's a day I'll never forget. For the rest of my life, whether I'm old or not, I won't forget. I don't think I will. So yeah, anyway, I'm just gonna talk for a little longer. Don't worry, I will not hold you up for too long. I will not make this podcast half an hour. I'll make it a lot shorter. It'll be like maybe like 15 minutes or like 18 minutes, we'll see. Anyway, enough talk about how long this podcast might be, because it might be shorter, it might be longer. Anyway, let's get to the bottom of things. I just wanted to talk about something else. So I just wanted to make some observations about the world. So lately I have been, you know, kind of doing normal stuff. I mean, even though this is not like a normal summer, we're still doing like normal things. I mean, go on walks, buy cards with friends, you hang out outside, you get takeout from a restaurant, you eat dinner at home, you read, you do some academic assignments to be prepared for the coming year, you do normal things. It's just, it's all from a distance by wearing masks, and you can't always get a haircut, and the doctor's appointments are going to be delayed, and so a dentist and an orthodontist appointment, all kinds of stuff. So it's just crazy, because in some ways the summer is normal, but it's also not normal, because all the businesses that are usually up and running aren't all up and running, and some of them are closed, some of them went out of business. And it's just crazy, because I never thought that our society would have to operate like this. I mean, there's so many businesses that like operate know, remotely. Some that are operating like usual, except for, you know, wearing masks and staying from a distance. It's hard and it's crazy. Believe me, it's pretty crazy. And I went to Target like a couple weeks ago, like maybe 4 weeks ago. It feels like a long time since I've been there because I haven't really gone to any stores. But I went out to Target. It was packed. And the reason why was because the protests that happened that past week, the store closed because people were breaking and stealing items from the stores in Chicago. So Target closed because of that. And then they opened, and when they opened, it was packed. Like, when they opened again, it was just packed. There's a lot of people there. But we went there twice. So the first time we went there, like, a day or two before the next time we went there, it was closed. And there was, like, nobody there. So that wasn't a good sign. And then the next day, it was just super full. I mean, there weren't a ton of people in the store, but there were a bunch of cars. So that says something about that situation. So yeah, also, if any of you are bored, besides listening to podcasts and stuff, if you're ever bored, you can just order a bunch of books online and just read a bunch of books, because it's actually important to get stocked up on books, especially during this time, because, you know, it's just really nice to just have a lot of books to read. And if you're a big reader like me, then it's extra nice to be able to read books. Also, whenever you have a chance, like, snuggle with your pet if you have one. Just snuggle with your pet, be with your pet, take photos of your pet. I don't care what you do with your pet, just do something with your pet. Because animals are really good moral support, and they help you even if you have, like, kind of a bad day. It's like just having their presence, not a present like a birthday present, like them being there just helps you feel better. And that's kind of like the magic in animals. Not that magic exists, but it's kind of like the stuff that just makes you feel better, like right away. Just them being there just makes you feel better. And that's kind of like the really nice part. So yeah, I think we're gonna have to call it a day on this podcast. So bye guys, and again, thank you so much for listening. It's been awesome, and thank you again for being here.